Where have you been, Morris Maslowski?
Huh?
Been back to the future, our futurists. We wanted to talk to you today because scientists in Japan have unveiled what they say is the world's first news-reading android. She's eerily lifelike, and we want to know, why is she an adolescent, Lawrence?
Because she can be, I suppose.
Well, that's true. they've made an adolescent one. Is it called a codomeroid? And there's another one called autonoroid, which autono meaning adult. But the one that's getting all the attention is the pitch-perfect codomeroid. It's actually quite scary when you see pictures of an android newsreader.
It is. She's a bit like Madame Tussaud Waxworks.
Yeah.
When I look at her. I mean, she is pitch perfect and she does look beautiful. She's got her hair wonderfully coiffed in a bob and dressed in some outfit. But I agree. It's a bit spooky, isn't it? There's something about it that's not just quite right.
Well, Morris, you missed it. We were just talking to our favourite newsreader here in Brisbane, Kay McGrath. And people rang to tell Kay how much they enjoyed her delivering the news. And I think that's it. It's a trusted face and a bit of warmth and all that sort of thing. So I don't think Codomeroid will have that.
Well, she may or may not. Strangely enough, human beings actually attach themselves to robots and become quite familiar with them and almost think that they are human-like. But that's one side of the argument. I'm not sure that the Codomeroid is going to take over the scene. She's, in fact, the latest in a row of incarnations that we've seen going back to about 2007, and all of them have failed miserably. In fact, there isn't an android or an avatar reading the news anywhere, despite the fact that for almost 10 years they've been telling us that they would be on the scene.
Okay, so can I ask I suppose it's a regional question, do you know why Japan so often open and attracted to this type of thing?
The Japanese love their robots and always have. They've been great inventors of them going back into the 60s and 70s, that far back. They also use robots in all kinds of ways that you and I don't have to yet. One of the great uses for robots in Japan is, in fact, in aged care. They have so many people that are of an elderly age that require some sort of assistance but don't need to go into an environment for it. And what they've invented is a whole lot of robots that can assist people in the home and in aged care facilities. They've got a really interesting one that's a bit creepy that washes hair.
Wow.
For elderly patients. When I say creepy, it's only a bit strange to talk about it, but it actually is quite an important task for aged care facilities.
Yeah.
Because people need to feel really good about themselves, and keeping clean is one of the ways to do it. And it's a difficult task for people, not because we can't do it, because it's time consuming. So they've got that one, and that's been around for a few years.
Yeah, but that's not going to deliver the goth.
No, none of these are. They've got a really cute robot called the Seal, and it is actually in the shape of the seal, the animal. And this one's used for people with dementia or people that have some kind of an issue. And what it does is almost like a quasi-pet, so a virtual pet. Sits on the lap or on the chair or wherever they want. And they kind of talk to it, they pet it. And what this thing does, it actually is a robot inside. It moves, it makes little noises, and also monitors their health and well-being. So it knows if things aren't right, and it then sends a message out digitally to a carer to come in and assist. So the Japanese have loved their robots, invented lots of great uses for them, and culturally they're quite accustomed and comfortable with them.
Yeah, I remember a few years ago everybody for Christmas got these robot dogs. Remember the little white ones, and they used to bounce around, and lots of people got them as gifts. But we're talking about the country that gave us Astro Boy, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we all loved him.
Oh, I did. Sure did. I actually want the T-shirt.
Yes.
There's a really good Astro Boy T-shirt, but that's another conversation for another day.
Exactly.
Oh, look, we know a guy. We know a guy, we'll fit you up. We'll put you in touch.
The one I saw was really cute. It's almost like a 3D image on the front. Just incredible.
But where did you see it?
In Japan. But of course only a nerd or a geek like me would find it interesting.
Well, look, back to Japan, though, this is the country where they're filling out stadia full of music fans who are watching a hologrammatic anime character. And, basically miming along to a CD, and that's a concert.
It absolutely is. Well said, too, Michael, on the hologrammatic one.
Oh, sorry about that.
Well pronounced.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, me too. Big word for the afternoon.
Yeah, especially after three coffees.
So you're right. And her name is Hatsune Miku.
Atsunomiku.
Yes, and I'm sure for anyone that knows the pronunciation, I've just done a terrible disservice to it.
Well, that's tragic for a guy called Michalowski.
This is true, but it's the other side of the world. I can cope with the European pronunciation.
We shouldn't be fearful, or our newsreaders in particular shouldn't be fearful that this is the future for, like, 24-hour news channels. They'll throw the Android on mid-dawn.
Look, so far it hasn't worked. We've had all sorts of apps that have said they're going to do it. There are apps that nobody would remember called Guide and Quickie and Winston that have been, that came and went just as quickly, that were all virtual. These were avatar, but all virtual applications of news reading. There was a service in 2007, and the news reader was an avatar, and she was called Adanova, and she was a London-based one. She lasted all of about a month and a half before they realised nobody was watching. So there seems to be some connection that makes your life and my life still a possibility for the future, real human beings having conversations. We most probably will get there. We do love to read our apps, so lots and lots of people are downloading apps where they're aggregating, or they're getting the news that they want to hear about technology or particular countries or areas or topics, and they're reading that, but nobody really has an appetite yet for robots and avatars to read it to them.
I always feel better about the future when we talk to you, Morris. I really enjoy it.
As do I.
And this is lovely, thing.
Good luck with your Astro Boy t-shirt.
I'm going to get one. I'm definitely going to get one. Maybe on my next trip into Japan.
Okay. And were you going to Comic-Con or something?
Haven't hit Comic-Con yet, but Japan has some just incredible places to visit for technologists. Just phenomenal.
Well, you can report back when you come. Thanks so much, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Talk to you both soon.
Wonderful. Morris Michalowski, futurist and absolute, he's a grammar genius as well.
You need to put hologrammatic down.
Hologrammatic,
Words
we've mastered in the last 24 hours. Here on News Talk 4BC, it's afternoons with Michael and Claire, where it's coming up to 2:15. A little bit.